The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, the number to call. You can also follow us at 1320WILS.com, or you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter, the Jack and Tom Show, and Jack and Tom 1320 on Twitter. Want to go right out to our phone lines. We have a couple callers waiting. Let's start with Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hi. Well, I've been on pins and needles. I have an appointment to go to, so I was hoping to take your answer off the line. You were threatening to tell us why it was maybe a blessing in disguise or could work out real well for the Spartans, this setback of having Coach D'Antonio on the sidelines for a couple weeks or something. You remember when you said that?
Yes, I do.
How about
I remember.
If you launch into that and I'll take it off the air?
All right. Thank you very much, Cindy.
Thank you.
Yeah, here's what I think. Normally, Tom, we have seen coaches go down for the count. We saw it with Dave McClain on the exercise bike. We saw it with Randy Walker. No one thought Randy Walker. He was in tremendous physical condition.
Skip Prosser.
Skip Prosser, another great example.
Wake Forest.
I think that this is going to be a positive for Michigan State because, one, Mark D'Antonio got the scare of his life. It was a minor heart attack. He has a stent implanted. I think it brings teams closer together when they have to react. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We have seen coaches come back. You saw Bo come back after the heart attack, coach another 20 years.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Mark D'Antonio, I mean, the guy is 54, but he looks like he's in great shape, you know, and he eats right. We heard all about that, and it shows you the mental wear and tear on a coach. We know about the 18 to 20-hour days, but we don't also consider the amount of stress that goes with that. And coaching football goes way beyond the film room and between the lines. It's the alumni obligations. I mean, Don Treadwell, I'm sure, got a dose of that this week. I saw John Lewandowski at the game last night, and he was talking about, got Tread dragging him here and dragging him there. You know, he had the thing at Reno's and interviews and stuff like that. It's a whole different capacity that you're in when you're the head football coach at a D1 school. So,
yeah, and I want to say one more thing about the D'Antonio heart attack and how it is a positive. I think it's a positive for the community because there are a lot of people who don't understand heart disease. They don't understand how important it is to stay in shape.
Those are always opportunities for awareness, absolutely.
You know, I've been saying I'm going to lose weight for how long? I looked in the mirror Monday morning and I said, that's it. If Mark D'Antonio, as good as he looks and as much as he does to stay in shape. So I think there are a lot of people got a cold slap in the face. And if D'Antonio can come back, coach against Wisconsin, maybe be back full go by the end of October. Who knows when it would be. But I would say that that could be a win-win situation for Mark D'Antonio, for the Michigan State program, and for a lot of people in the community. Appreciate the question, Cindy. Let's go back out to our phones, 393-3700. Victor joins us. Hello, Victor.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
How are you?
First-time caller.
Great. Welcome to the show.
I'm calling from a little town called Lyons, Michigan. You've probably never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but, Tom, I have to say I've never been there. It wasn't named after the Detroit Lions. We know that.
No, it wasn't.
But you want to talk about the Lions.
It only came 3 votes from being the capital of Michigan.
All right. What about the Detroit Lions from Lions is on everyone's mind?
Well, what I'm wondering is how come they're using Sean Hill at quarterback and not Drew Stanton?
Hmm.
I've often wondered that myself because every time we saw Drew Stanton in exhibition play, he delivered. And he's delivered in game-winning situations in these meaningless games. So I've often thought the same thing.
Mr. August.
Yeah, Mr. August, and he's a great guy. We all know that, and he's a tough guy too. So I'm right with you on that one, for sure.
I don't know. I'm not impressed at all with Sean Hill. I'm sorry. I'm blind, so I don't watch him on TV. But I do listen on the radio.
Right.
And well, of course, radio's better anyway. But we know
there
that.
You go,
theater of the mind.
Thanks so much, Victor. Appreciate your call.
Have a wonderful day, and I hope call you during the week sometime on your weekly show there, Jack.
That'd be great. You can call us every Saturday. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm sure I'll be calling you again. You can count on that.
Sounds good.
Sports fan.
All right.
What do you think about the Lions tomorrow? I mean, we're going to get to that later, but some people think that they're going to win this game against the Vikes.
I don't. I think Minnesota. You talk about
a couple and
Notre Dame feeling up against it. Dallas is up against it, yeah. But they got a tough challenge. They've got a real tough game against the Houston team. It's one of the improved teams
right.
in the league.
2-1.
I don't see the Lions being able to do this without Stafford. Sean Hill had a good game last week.
Yeah.
Really, he and Michael Vick for two backup quarterbacks.
They hung
tore
in
it up.
There. You know, in other scenarios, the Lions would have given up maybe in past years, and they're hanging in there. And that the game against the Bears, I mean, they got job. They won that game. You know, so they should be 1-1 right now.
The next time you will see Drew Stanton on the field in a meaningful situation, I'm not talking about the last couple snaps of a game or an exhibition season, preseason, is when he's with a different team. He's done with the Lions.
Yeah.
Let's go out to our phones. 393-3700. Let's try Trey Rogers with us. Hello, Trey. How are you?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. Hey, I've been watching football. And hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good, Trey.
I didn't mean to leave you out. Hey, I watch football, and I see now in the college games that players, the starting players, not players in a reserve, they'll have the same number.
I've noticed that too. And you know who? You know, I'm blaming Ohio State because they were the first ones that have two prominent players on both sides of the ball. Why is that? If you're going to double up with a guy who's a redshirt freshman or something.
I'm a grass guy, so I don't know anything. I'm asking you experts.
You know, you see it, and Michigan State's got a bunch of it.
Oh, my God.
You see Chris Norman and Andrew Maxwell both wearing 10, and you know that at some point this year some photographer is going to have that situation. But, you know, Michigan State's got three number twos. And
oh, yeah.
That's really confusing.
Well, like Trey says, prominent players that are starting on opposite sides of the ball.
Well, Michigan State's got it on the same side of the ball. That's the bizarre thing.
Whoa,
they've
whoa,
got Mark Dell, number two. They've got Mylon Hicks, who isn't playing.
Well,
he
can't
really
be on the field at the same time.
But Will Golston. So when those guys, they can't be on the field at the same
right.
time with the same number.
Yeah.
No, they can be. I there was a game, and I had to stop it. I was watching the game on ESPN, and I stopped it and looked at it. It was the last play of the game, and I wish I could tell you who the team was, but two number ones go up to knock down a Hail Mary pass at the last play.
You know, there's a question. You make a good point. Now, in basketball, it's a big, hard, and fast rule.
A technical foul.
Yeah, it's a technical foul.
Yeah.
But in football, maybe Trey's onto something. Maybe there isn't a rule against it.
Well, that's why.
Well,
if
Trey says so, then I'm going to believe it.
Yeah, even a grass guy who can figure that
the
out.
The Sultan of Saad, he should know this.
You guys be well.
Thanks
Trey.
So much, Trey. You know, the thing is, you can get a little grass stain on that number, and then it doesn't look the same. Maybe that's the answer.
We got to look into that one because that's a good – and it's been bugging the heck out of me. I know that always in the old days, if there was a double-up number, it was a guy that you knew would never see the field, at least at Michigan.
Yeah.
The double-up numbers. I mean, there's 99 numbers. I mean,
well, they don't dress that many guys. They're not dressing 130 guys now, right?
No, yeah, in the old days they did, but they're dressing probably
not
100.
Like they've retired 20 numbers.
I mean, you've got 85 scholarship kids, and you got walk-ons that are dressing for home games.
Yeah, but wouldn't you kind of figure out that your guys were going to be on the field, your contributing guys could have different numbers?
I think people like those single digits, and they fight over them and say, well, I'll take one on one side of the ball. And typically, it's single digits that you see the double.
Yeah, you don't find too often where everyone wants 78. I got to be 78. No, I got to be 78.
You're right. Those single digits, everybody wants them.
Tom, you want to talk a little bit about the next guest you're going to be talking
to? Yeah, we're going to have Jamie Morris on here, the former Michigan All-American. Get his perspective. I'm always looking for perspectives of former Michigan players. I mean, you can talk to alumni and fans, but it's not like guys are strapped it up. And I want to get his perspective coming from the Bo era of what he thinks of this Rich Rod program in its third year and where it's going.
Now, he's a guy who did well against Ohio State, didn't do so well against Michigan State.
Well, he was 2-2.
Two and two, and he
had
the critical
bad.
Fumble.
That's
right?
Bad against Michigan State. You're
well,
two
it
and
is
two.
In Michigan history.
Yeah, really yeah. bad.
Well,
unacceptable.
T.J. Duckett, you know, was 8-2 if you figure his games against Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and the bowl games. 8-2.
Yeah.
2-1 against Michigan. All right, we will be back, and Tom's going to be talking with Jamie Morris coming up next. And we'll take more of your calls a little bit later in the show. 393-3700, 393-3700. The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.